All right, you ready, Dan?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Oh,
here's your cat around. 2, 3, 1, go.
Who's the best
you
show
ready?
Here?
You weren't ready. There you go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show. All right,
that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
Just swinging in the breeze.
Big O Showtime!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Limousine Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the strolling, go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChallengeLinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 866 for July 15th, 2020. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Farting dust for the mold.
The birthday boy.
Happy Thank birthday, you. Pat.
Oh, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
We have Joel.
Good evening.
Lion Stitch.
From the Hughes Compound Southern Command until the end of the year.
And Joe.
All right, I need to ask a question before Joel takes over the show.
Please.
Do you guys put chili powder on your cantaloupe?
No.
No, that's weird. I don't eat Why cantaloupe. Not? I hate cantaloupe.
I put cantaloupe on my chili powder.
That's the way to do it.
And I don't grill watermelon.
Grill watermelon sounds disgusting.
Chili powder, not cayenne pepper, right?
No, no,
chili
you got a sous vide watermelon. You can't just grill it. You got to sous vide it first, then you can grill it.
Sous vide it.
Wouldn't that turn to just water?
Yeah.
If you sous vide it, it would like
probably
just like kind of melt out all the water on that.
Now grilled pineapple, I'm in on, man. That's good. That's good eating right
there. Oh, you can even get like candied chili powder. And the candied chili powder is delicious. Mm-hmm. You just put that on everything.
I've never heard of candied chili powder.
Oh, it is so good.
I need to find a recipe. One time I made it, it was one of the Chex Mix recipes, but it had, I forget which Chex it had in it, but it had a dried pineapple in it and chili powder, and that was a magical combination, actually. It was pretty good. I forget the name of it, otherwise I'd find a recipe and put it in there, but I've made it at least once, and it's like, I need to find that. Adam Fubar says, tahine on fruit. That's that chili lime stuff. That actually would be delicious, too. I think, anyways.
Now, I also know that we've had a couple of previous conversations about using something like the Galaxy S3 as an MP3 player.
Yep.
And the issue has always been it's not getting updates anymore, so it's not going to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, and I've been thinking about it, why does that matter?
Probably doesn't.
It shouldn't. I mean, you just, after you load your music onto it, you just don't, you leave it in airplane mode or you turn just Bluetooth on.
Yeah, the problem becomes more of, does that phone have a replaceable battery? I think it does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Galaxy
the problem would be, become finding replacement batteries, which
they still make them.
Yeah, they still make them. All right, so now here's the wacky thing. I have two S3s in the charging ports bed, but what I did do is on Amazon, you can get the adapter to wirelessly charge it and just tape it in there.
There you go. Yeah,
I did the exact same thing for my Note 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it for my Note 4.
But
because I've got the charging, you know, pads everywhere, so I'm like, screw that.
It's like buying replacement batteries for certain electronics is starting to get hard. Like a 4th of July weekend, I flew my my Mavic up at my brother-in-law's, and after I got it down, one of the batteries was puffing out so much that the plastic frame on it was, you know, starting to crack open. Now, I looked at the other two, and all of them were puffed up. All right,
and
so the
nice
problem is they don't make the Mavic anymore.
Right.
So the only batteries you can get are remanufactured.
Well, with those, because they have such a large space for the battery,
right.
You could just get a battery that's the same output.
Well, the other problem is, though, is that there's some intelligence in those batteries.
Yeah, there's usually some circuitry on board.
Yeah, so it's like it's not quite as easy. I mean, you might have to do
a bit more searching to find a battery that's also designed for drones that has the same output.
Your battery shouldn't either charge or discharge so hot that it gets swollen. That's wrong. That's what your charging circuitry is designed to prevent.
Well, yeah, you're right. All right, the one thing I discovered too, I did some more research on that, and this is something I had a smart power strip that I had with the with my charger, and what I did do is I set up a Google Home routine to shut off the strip every 8 hours. Well, that means I was storing my batteries with a 100% charge on them, and from what the research I've had says, the best storage, you know, the best things, like the best capacity, like don't store many higher.
Long-term storage capacity should be what, 75%?
50%.
50%.
Yeah. So I figured that'd basically, be a little low. I shut off. I basically got rid of the routine, and I don't only plug the battery in maybe a couple hours before I need to fly it. So, and I have one battery. I need to get the other ones, but I think eventually I'm going to probably end up upgrading to the Mavic Air 2 this fall, probably. That actually gives me some other features. Like they upgraded their collision avoidance. It has forward sensors, and it has sensors on the bottom and sensors on the rear. The only thing that's not covered on that one is sensors on the side. Plus, and there's also a lot of other functions that it supports. And since the Mavic Air 2 supports OcuSync, eventually I can upgrade the controller to the DJI Smart Controller, which is essentially a drone controller with an Android tablet together. And it's a little pricier than I'd like, but at least I could use it. And what's kind of funny is you can actually play Angry Birds on it. Not that I would do that, you know, but it's a full-fledged Android tablet. So it's not just an Android-driven drone controller only anyway. So anything that would work on Android, you should be able to use on that as well. So, which is kind of nifty. I don't know if I'd buy that right away. They did redesign the remote, so instead of my Mavic, has the space for the smartphone. You just fold out the bottom of it, and then you plug the phone into there. The new controller, basically, you pull out the phone holder, and the antennas are integrated into the phone holder. So that's all you got to do. And then there's just this short little wire connection. So I may be able to fit the phone into the drone controller without having to take it out of my phone case, which I have to do now with my Note 10 Plus. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to get that, but I'm definitely going to replace the other two batteries so that I have two good batteries. And then I got to take the old batteries. Plus, I got a gallon of paint I need, or not gallon, like a half of a 5 gallon bucket. It's kind of old. I need to get rid of. So I need to take those things over to hazardous waste eventually.
Oh, I couldn't figure out what paint had to do with drones unless you're painting with the drone.
Well, the drone batteries are hazardous waste.
Don't you have a burn pit? You don't have a burn pit to throw the shit in?
That would be illegal, dude.
No, military does it all the time. Right, Joe?
Anyway. But no, I had my first experience taking crap to the dump this week, too. So
by drone? Did you drop it off but with the drone?
No.
Now, speaking of batteries, Rich, did you ever that Bluetooth headset? Nope.
It's all sitting right here. Haven't done it yet. I still haven't taken. Like 4 or 5 weeks ago, I got the 8 gigabyte Pi 4s. Haven't opened them. Haven't taken them out of the box.
You haven't opened them? What kind of geek are you, man? Jeez.
Dude, I've been so busy with stuff. You know? 3D printing guns takes a lot of work.
You're just printing the lowers, right?
No, I'm printing barrels and ammunition, everything. No, it's just the lowers.
My server finally died, so I had to go out and buy a new one.
What happened?
I had taken it back out to the garage, and I put a graphics card back in it after having Ethernet run out there. And I was going to use it out there because my little mini PC wasn't quite strong enough to run those two screens out there. And I the motherboard just finally gave up. I mean, it's only been like 8 or 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I went to, I cleared it with the wife, made sure it was okay, and went to Micro Center and bought a B450M motherboard. So it's a Micro ATX and the Ryzen 5 3600. I wish I could have gotten the 3600G, but that doesn't come out for another couple of months, and I wasn't willing to wait. And a cube case, and they gave me the wrong power supply, and got it all put together with the old power supply, and it's working pretty good. 16 gigs of DDR4 at 3200.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, the 8 terabyte hard drive, the 4 terabyte hard drive, the 2 terabyte hard drive, and the 500 gig SSD.
Nice.
Dude, just get a 12 terabyte drive, call it a day.
Well, then I would have a 12, an 8, a 4.
Yes, he would. He's not going to throw any of those drives away.
I'll stop by and fix that for you.
No, I'm good. It's a long drive for you.
Now, I did recently redo my little...
Who said I wasn't in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Are you over by the house?
No.
He's in Florida.
Well, you never know. He might have gone shooting again.
Let's see. What's a holiday at the end of the summer? Which one is it? Labor Day?
I'm sorry. If you're not wearing a mask, you're not invited to my house.
I won't be wearing a face diaper. I might have a diaper, but not a face diaper.
If you haven't been social distancing, you can't come to my house, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I have high-risk family members.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's understandable. Hey, Patrick, yep. The diversity shoot is in your neighborhood. Patrick? Bueller?
Yeah, I
what's a diversity shoot?
I went to the website, and there's nothing on the fucking calendar. I don't know where you got that.
Oh, yeah, well, Tony Simon, I was watching him on a show last night, and he said it was in your neighborhood. I forgot what the date was.
Could you send him a message, let him know, update your fucking calendar? The last thing they got is, like, April, so it's fucking July, just saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to something if I don't know what day it is. I don't listen to this podcast, so I know.
Come on, it's in your hood. Yeah. You should know.
Listen, they had a Masada Yub do a concert at my gun club a few years back, and I didn't know about it until after the fact. I would have gone to it, but I'd known about it. They like, you know, kept it quiet.
They just didn't want you showing up.
Right. So what is that diversity issue? To have, like, you know, the Pink Pistol people and...
I don't know. It might be.
Black Guns Matter, which I don't have a problem.
It's a woke shoot.
Yeah, Tony Simon's gonna be there. You know, that's his group. And, Tony's just crazy cool. So, if I had an opportunity to hang out with him, I would.
Yeah, if it's on the calendar, I could see it. Right now, I can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Alright, I'll get a message to him.
Thanks.
Cool. Now, on my Pi 4, I did try Ubuntu 20.04 64-bit version. It kind of worked. It wasn't as stable as Raspbian or Raspberry Pi OS, whatever they call it now. Raspbian is Raspberry Pi OS, is what they call it now. But The one thing I discovered was Wi-Fi, specifically 5 gig Wi-Fi, did not work, and that's because they did not set the default country region for Wi-Fi. Once you've done that, that fixes Wi-Fi on it. But one thing I noticed, I tried both Zubuntu desktop and Ubuntu desktop. Ubuntu desktop was probably the most usable on my 7. I have a 7-inch screen. It's the default 7-inch that the official Pi Foundation 7-inch screen. Certain things like the text would drop off the icons when you're doing a search for applications. So, if you just hit the application menu, you basically have a bunch of icons with three dots below each icon. Didn't really tell you which one. You know, if you knew what the icon was, like, for example, you saw the GIMP head, well, you know, there's GIMP, duh. But if you didn't remember what the icon looked like, you're kind of screwed. But other than that, it worked okay. I switched back to the Raspberry Pi OS, specifically the 32-bit version. The 64-bit versions of Linux, they're close to being fully supported and stable. And I think for certain things at 64-bit, they will be stable enough. Not that I really need it, because I only have 4 gigs on my Pi 4. That is a relatively small techie thing, I guess. So,
how easy was it to write it and run it from the card?
I just use the Raspberry Pi Foundation actually brought out a version of version of Etcher.
Okay.
For the Raspberry Pi Foundation. So basically I stuck the card into should run on Linux. Just stuck the card in. You select the image. It'll even go out and download the image
for
you.
Okay, so they added it to the Etcher application.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
I forgot their version about Etcher. That's right.
So to their version of Etcher. So, I mean, their version of Etcher is specifically going for images that they have curated. So you don't have to just install it with noobs anymore. So, in fact, that's probably I actually probably recommend not using noobs anymore.
You,
at this point.
You were never required to use noobs.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Install even Raspbian.
Correct, but most people did for a while. But you don't really need to do that anymore.
Does it default to a graphical interface or no?
Well, yes, it does not actually do that. So basically, you either have to know the Wi-Fi command line commands to get Wi-Fi connected, or I just hooked up an Ethernet cable long enough to apt-get install Ubuntu Desktop, and that installed everything.
It doesn't install. It's just a headless server.
It's a
type
server
thing.
Yeah, it's a server OS.
Well, there you go.
So basically, but I mean, you can get the desktop really easily. You just tap get install. And
would you install GNOME?
I tried both Ubuntu desktop, which is GNOME, and Zubuntu. And Zubuntu kept locking up on me. I don't know why. But
how did it perform?
It performed pretty good. You know, I mean, it was a 64-bit version of 2004. It performed, like I said, performed pretty good, but there were some minor stability issues that I just. Yeah. You know, plus, there's certain things like I like to leave my that machine on all the time. One thing I did notice, and this is probably the same thing in 2004, if like you do a fresh install, Chromium is installed with a snap package now. It's not using Debs.
Right.
So since it uses snap. There's a couple of tricks. I actually was able to get, believe it or not, I actually got Netflix working on my Pi. It works fine, actually. It works really well. But that's because Raspberry Pi OS doesn't use snap packages. And the script for the workaround for Widevine, I found, relies on Chromium being where it's supposed to be. And when you use, snap packages, it's more or less kind of containerized. So it's, you know, pretty impossible to get Netflix working on it because the Chromium is a snap package now.
And this is on Raspberry Pi 3, right?
Pi 4, actually.
Pi 4, I'm sorry. With 4 gigs of RAM?
4 gigs of RAM, yeah. So I got a little Netflix machine on my desk all the time. Oh, that's probably what I'm going to use it for.
Now, would you consider slapping a like something even lighter than GNOME? Like, I don't know, Ice, GNOME?
I wonder if, I don't know if that's in the repository at this point. It might be in Ubuntu, but
I noticed my, like, when I switched from GNOME to Ice or even Window Maker, which I'm using now, like, it is a night and day difference on this laptop here of how things perform and especially start up. Like, it is so different. Like, even the desktop is like, boom, it's up like that whenever I do an upgrade and reboot to do updates. It's just a thought. I mean, if you're going to turn that into just like a Netflix box and you have the browser, I bet you that would be lightning fast with lighter.
Maybe. Now, I did see something that might interest you, Dan. Have you ever heard of Kano?
The
Kano. Yeah.
Is that a company?
Kano Kits
or a product Kano line, Kits. Right? Yeah, Kano Kits.
They had a Raspberry Pi thing. Well, they brought out an x86 based machine. It really looks a lot like our beloved Jide.
No way! Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you have a link for it?
Yeah, I'll put that in the IRC.
I want to see this.
Not only that, but you can build it. Because it's technically targeted at kids, but, you know, it's a little expensive, $399 or $299, I mean. But if you look at that in the link, I put that in the IRC in the Tech Show channel. But if you look at that, it's an x86 machine. The battery looks just like an anchor battery of some sort. But it's a pretty nifty little setup. It's x86. When I first saw the ad for it, I thought, oh, they brought out another Raspberry Pi thing, but no, it's not Pi. I think it's a Celeron, if I remember right.
Huh. Well, I wonder how compatible it is with Linux.
That's a good question. I think they're throwing like a free license to Windows.
Well, it's got Windows 10 Home on it.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it weighs, because it kind of looks
chunky, don't it?
It looks a little on the chunky side.
There, 11.6-inch touchscreen. And that's actually, that Windows 10 license probably cost them nothing because of the screen size.
You know, I have to say, at first glance, the clear back looks pretty cool.
Yep.
Although the battery and the speaker look kind of hokey. They look like play school. They look play schoolish.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm like, you know, if you just pop the back off, and if you ever need a new battery, just slide another one in there. I mean, that.
Yeah.
That looks, and same thing with like a speaker. I mean, I like that. That clear back looks pretty cool. I wish I had clear back on my laptops. Although, you know, it probably wouldn't be that cool on a regular laptop, unless it's something like this where you could pick it up and use it like a tablet. Then it looks
pretty neat. See, I'm trying to dig further and see if I can find out what chip's actually in it. Oh, wait, there it is, TexPack.
What's the model?
The Kano PC.
Kano PC. That's the model. And it comes with a keyboard, too. Ha ha. It's a Celeron N400 dual core running on 1.1 gigahertz. It has 4 gigs of RAM, 64 gig eMMC, upgradable via the micro SD slot. The display resolution has a little bit to be desired, though. It's 720p, 1366 by 768. But on a screen that small, it probably doesn't matter too much. It's 11 inch in the C. The battery. What's the battery?
What processor? I'm looking to see where it says what the processor is, and I'm not seeing.
Intel Celeron N4000. Yeah, you got at the top of the page. It's next to Kano PC in the menu. It says tech specs. Click on that.
Yep.
It gives you all that information.
But and it has a headphone jack.
I wish it would say how much it weighs. Or did you see how much? Am I not seeing it?
I'm not. It doesn't say how much it weighs. That battery looks beefy, though. It doesn't even say how much. Oh, let's see if I can dig further. Let's see. Where's the battery? Does have 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't see it saying any. Where do you see 5 gigahertz?
Bluetooth 5.0.
Connectivity.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't see anything about the battery or how much it weighs.
I wonder if the eMMC is soldered on the board or not, or if you can just buy a different eMMC module. The N4000 should run Linux, I would think.
You know what? I don't think my question would be how would the under Linux, how would the touchscreen, how much support would they have for the touchscreen?
Touchscreen support hasn't really been too much of a problem for.
Not recently.
No.
If you get something really obscure, it's still a problem.
That's why I wonder if they're using something really obscure.
Try and see.
Is it a Broadcom wireless connection?
I don't think so.
Remember the trouble you used to have with the Broadcom wireless chips? Oh my goodness. That was Broadcom, right? Always having problems. Yeah. It doesn't care what the video card is, does it?
On The Verge, it says 10 hours of battery life.
Well, does it say the weight?
And charges via USB-C. Let's see if it does have the weight. Kano PC was developed in partnership with Microsoft and runs full Windows 10.
You know what?
All I see, looking at different places for the battery, all I see is lithium ion and 10-hour battery life.
Right.
So what they're saying is it weighs less, the whole thing itself weighs less than 3 pounds, but if you add on the keyboard and cover, adds about another pound, so it's about 4 pounds, according to this.
That's fair.
Okay, let's see what other questions and answers. How much does it weigh? What is the operating system? Answer, great question. The Kano PC's operating system is Windows 10 Home.
Mm-hmm.
What if you can install Linux on it? Let's see, Kano PC Linux. There's Kano OS, but I don't think that's going to run on it. That's for, it looks like a ARM-based system. Raspbian, it's based on Raspbian OS.
See, and apparently this is the second generation of this, and the first generation had an Atom chip in it. The Z8350, that's what Pine Trail, I think, right?
The what?
This is the second version of it. The original one had an Atom chip on instead of a Celeron.
Wait, how long ago did this thing come out?
Like,
end of last year.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I saw an article here from June 19th, 2019.
Actually, this is a new thing. The original version was last year, but this one, some of the articles I'm seeing says like July 15th, 2020. So, like, today. Intel Ultra HD.
I was seeing articles from the Kano PC, November 21st, 2019. Windows 10 in S mode. This is the Windows 10 version.
Yeah, there's an article from CNXsoftware.com. And at least it charges with the USB-C adapter.
So apparently there is a Kano computer kit to build your own computer. But essentially all it is just a Raspberry Pi with a case.
And a keyboard. No. Don't forget the keyboard.
Keyboard, trackpad. HDMI power cable.
This one isn't. This is Celeron.
There's another one out there.
It probably comes with a micro SD card, too.
I'm sure it does. It comes with Kano installed on the micro SD card.
But I don't know if it's, $200.
I also don't know if I really call it a computer kit. I mean, I guess,
if a Raspberry Pi costs $35 and a keyboard and mouse combo, you can get those for like $10. And a case costs another $10. And a micro SD card costs $10. Seems a little short of, the $200 that they ask for this kit.
Well, again, also,
$300.
I don't see how you can say it's a build your own computer, because all you're basically doing is
slamming crap in the case.
Yeah, you're putting a Pi in the case if it's not already in there, and plugging a
couple of USB. Yeah,
the x86 kind of device. It's because this actually it's not ARM based.
Like I wouldn't. That's like going out and calling like, oh, I bought a computer from Best Buy, and I came home and I plugged all the cables in and I built it myself.
That's why this is targeted at kids, Dan, not us.
Still,
they're basically trying to do the same thing with Windows 10 as what people have done with the Pi.
Oh, you mean, you're talking about this Kano PC right here?
This Kano PC, yeah.
Like, the Kano PC, they're not dubbing it as built your own laptop. Or it's just a
modular tablet.
Yeah, it's a modular tablet, and it's designed to teach kids about computer technology. For example, if you look at closer pics of the motherboard, it points out chips like, say, this is the audio chip.
No, I would say that is pretty cool.
This is Morden C.
Hey, Morden C.
/www.blissthisstuff.com/stuff/technology/.
Where the hell is that?
Holy crap!
Mortensen. My fault, though. I pasted that into the chat.
Oh, is that? Oh, is that what's echoing back? I was like, where do I have a video playing that's coming through my headphone?
I've been following the Kano kit since the first Kickstarter.
Oh, cool.
Which one?
Can you hear me?
Can you turn yourself up a little bit?
Is that better?
A little bit more.
I've been following it since the first Kickstarter. I don't know if you guys remember my goddaughter.
Yes.
She is actually 13 and just graduated high school.
Wow.
All because of the Kano kit?
Partially. That was when we bought the Kano. I think they call it the Kano kit. And so the first was just a shell for the Raspberry Pi with a speaker.
The first one was that.
And the operating system was a custom version of Raspbian where they've codified it or gamified it, linking it in with the Codecademy framework. They're learn the command line game called Terminal Quest is their own version of the Codecademy learn the command line, but it is so fun. So we put it together, the Kano kit. I tried it out first on a Pi that I'd bought. You can download the OS for free. I recommend you all try it if you have a Pi somewhere. They continually improve upon it. Their goal was to make this Raspberry Pi that really had nothing built around it. It was kind of like you had to be interested in doing your own thing right from the start when the Pis first came out. And they said, let's turn this Raspberry Pi into a whole learning environment with projects and ways to teach people, kids specifically, but adults as well, how to just jump in and start doing amazing things. So you can hook it up to code other like microcontrollers and stuff. But one of the biggest things was everything you play on it, games, Minecraft, Sonic Pi, there's audio, video, recording stuff built into it. All the applications have a ACME button, and they recommend tasks for you to do. My goddaughter, Gabby, was learning how to pass Python parameters from the command line Minecraft when it starts up. I don't know about you guys, but 80% or more of the programmers I know don't know how to pass command line parameters to an application. I mean, 80% is probably too conservative. It's like nobody knows how to do that.
I've seen the original kit. I know Target has had it.
And so they had the original kit, and then they came out. They were the only company that came out with a 10-inch screen for the Pi. Nobody wanted to invest the money in doing the drivers and the controller board for the 10-inch.
I kind of would like a 10-inch.
I love mine. I play with it all the time.
Yeah, I got a 7-inch on my Pi, and it's a little bit to be desired.
Hey, Mortensen, what was the name of that terminal application? Terminal Quest.
I don't think you can install it separately. Well, actually, maybe. The Kano Git page, GitHub page, might have the source to compile. There's not a package download, though, that I could find a couple years ago. I play it on the Kano.
See, though, what you need to do, Dan, is you need to get one for Lily.
I have another goddaughter. I bought her a $10 wireless mouse and keyboard set, a $79 26-inch HDMI monitor, and a Raspberry Pi, and delivered the same thing with less fun building it. But she liked that better than the small device. So you don't have to buy the kit. It's kind of a preference in any situation. It is just as fun.
Now there's the
you don't learn as much.
In the IRC, I just plopped the link to the target page.
Target page
on the original kind of.
The original kind of.
Nope, that was like the fourth version.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, but it's still the Pi version.
Right, that was like the fourth version of the Pi.
Right, because if I remember right, the first one, the Pi actually installed in with the keyboard.
No, it was in its own case. The first tablet laptop one, that case snaps into the back. And then they redesigned it again and put a touch screen on it. And I forget what the last one they did was more of a standalone tablet.
Now, see, this one has a Pi 3. It's battery, speaker, keyboard. 10-inch screen. So there's only three USB ports, but it's probably because one of them's used by other stuff.
Monitor.
Yeah. Interesting. I actually haven't seen this version of it. I do remember the original one. Heck, the keyboard's kind of nifty on that kit there, too. See, that's the thing I really like. I just bought the Pi Foundation keyboard, and I really like it. It's been a nice little keyboard for my Pi. And there's the silence.
I was trying to check out this Linux terminal quest. To see. Yeah.
It's the interesting way to get people to to start to learn coding and stuff like that, you know. It's one of those things, I just wish I could have got Luke into it, but just never could get him into that stuff. Can't blame him though.
Ay, ay, ay. Mm-hmm. I wish their source was a little more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Get it installed. How to install it in the Kano OS. It's installed by default, so you don't have to worry about installing it.
See, the kind of disappointing thing, I mean, I could see why they'd want to move away from the Pi. But it would have been nice if they would have stuck with Linux, because I think... You know, for me, I think Linux is going to end up taking over a lot of things, especially now that you're, you know, it's possible Windows itself might just become another Linux distribution at some point in the future. You know, they can stop developing the Windows kernel. I don't know. I mean, Microsoft is definitely not as anti-open source as they once were.
Let's see.
That been getting itchy to build something lately, too. Either technical or physical. I'm not 100% sure what I want to do yet. But one of the things I've been watching lately has been just a lot of camper stuff. I've been kind of inspired by our last camping trip. Because I want to do more camping, but it's just a royal pain in the butt when you're doing it tent-wise anymore. I think it's just because I'm getting older. You know what I mean, Dan?
Yeah, I hear you.
So, but I've been watching. There's a, I'm trying to think. I want to say I think he's in Canada, but there's a guy, a YouTube channel. The YouTuber's name is the what he goes by in his channel is Slim Potato Head, and he has an old fiberglass trailer. He probably picked it up used. Which actually, that's kind of where I'm kind of trying to point to. You know, my wife's like, well, I want some. I'm like, you don't even know what these little trailers are like. You've never been in one. The only things you see are these $200,000 RVs over at the RV show. It's like, I said, that's not happening. That's more than our house. I'm debating whether one of the things I probably want to look into is see if I can't rent a trailer for a weekend. Now that I know I can just hook it up to my Traverse. Towing together, it's probably total 5,200 pounds total that I can tow, which shouldn't be too much of a problem. If I fill up, like I filled up the back of my Traverse to take a whole bunch of crap to the dump, and it was pretty much almost full to the brim. That held that was about 200 pounds of stuff I got rid of, not counting the paint that I took, but they wouldn't take because it's considered toxic waste.
Yeah, you gotta take it to, you gotta find when your local town is having one of those toxic waste disposals.
There's a local place that's always open, so I don't have to wait until something like that. But you can also take like kitty litter and pour it in the paint, and that'll dry it up, and then they'll take it.
Yeah, that's just that too. But so, that's so long as it's not. I think they won't let you do that for an oil-based paint.
Right, and it's not. It's latex, so
yeah.
The only kind of house paint I usually deal with is latex. But the neat thing about Slim Potato Head is like the trailer he bought was a fiberglass trailer. I'm trying to remember what model he had. He at one point in his channel history he had been using an A-liner, and I saw the one he had, and it looked a lot nicer than I remembered. Seeing those at the RV show. A-liners, basically, it's like a pop-up, but all the walls that pops up are solid. There's no canvas or fabric ends on it, right? But it basically just pops up into an A. That's why they call it an A-liner. The one he replaced it with was an old fiberglass trailer. And he took, like, he did a lot of remodeling in it, and he took out the galley. Like, they originally had a galley with a water and all that in it, and he took that completely out. He doesn't have any plumbing in it at all. The only thing he did do is he made it so that, like, when he's at a campground or a place with water, he's got it so that's rigged up so that he can take a shower inside the trailer somehow. But the neat thing is that he just takes all these little he has all these little tips that he's come up with over the years of camping, and he'll have like one of the things was well, how do you store like spatulas and kitchen utensils so that they're convenient and so that they don't go shooting across the trailer when you're going from home to Sut to the campsite. And he took like a kind of like what you would use in your kitchen that you would hang on the wall and screwed it into the side of the trailer. And then he took like those stretchy elastic straps, and he screwed the snaps into the wall, and so he snaps the strap on one side of it, and then the strap goes across the bottom of the utensils and straps it in the other side of it. So that's just kind of one of the hacks. Another one was he got a backup camera, and he mounted it somewhere on the outside of his trailer, then ran the wiring all the way into his car so that he could see where the back of the trailer was when he's backing up. You know, kind of adding like a rear view camera to his trailer, which I would probably do it with Linux or something, you know. And I'd probably put more than one camera on it. But, you know, so, and that's kind of, you know, for buying an older trailer, like you can probably get an older trailer, probably, I would say, like $3,000 or less, you know, and then making it what you want it, not taking whatever Rock River or whoever made the trailer, their ideas, and just make it your own. And if you screw it up, who cares? You can just fix it. It's not like you bought a brand new one and you put a hole in it and you ruined your warranty. But I'll probably first try renting one just to see how we like them. I might rent a pop-up. My wife is remembering this old, I have a friend for field day for ham radio. He would take his pop-up trailer, and his trailer was probably didn't have no more, but the one he had back in the late 90s was probably 20 years old then. So it was basically a bed. It had a dining table. I don't think it had a full galley in it. It just beds, and that's about it. You know, the rest of it wasn't there. There was no shower or anything like that in it. But now you can get them. I bet you can probably find somebody who has a pop-up camper that has a TV in it, which I don't care about that. I don't even know if I'd want a reefer in it, a refrigerator, because I don't know. I'm still thinking about stuff like that. But yeah, like this one I'm looking at, where the monthly, according to Specialty RV, the monthly payment on this is $118 a month, and it has it looks like a 60 inch by 80 inch bed. I assume that's a king size, and a queen size bed, and it has a dinette, a cabinet, and it's got like a wraparound couch around another table at the other end. It's got a kitchen sink and an optional refrigerator, and it has air conditioning and a gas grill that attaches on the side of it, and a 9-foot awning. This is on a pop-up camper. I mean, that's pretty nice. And then for me, just outfitting it with like tech, you know, maybe put an LCD screen in it somewhere, you know, cameras and stuff like that. That's what I'd be interested in. And then eventually down on the road, I'll buy a new Ford Bronco. Which I don't know if you guys seen any of the stuff Ford released on that, but it looks pretty sweet.
It looks better than the Blazer.
The Blazer's a freaking crossover. My brother's put it best. He said although it is smaller than a Traverse, I looked. But he says it's a Chevy Traverse with the Camaro front end on it. I guess it kind of looks like that. But the Bronco is a full-on off-roader. It looks more like an original. That's like me and my nephew, though, were talking on Facebook today. And so what Chevy should have done is they should have took the K5 Blazer and made that in a modern form. they'd have sold like hotcakes. Like from what I've heard, there's a tremendous amount of interest in the Bronco, and there was like, I think it was Doug DeMuro said he has had a friend who the closest dealership to him that could get him a reservation on a new Bronco before to get one of the first ones in the area was a rural Ford dealership, and even then he was the sixth person on the list. So I mean, in a rural Ford dealership, which probably doesn't sell as many cars as like the Columbus ones do. So the interest is high in that vehicle, but it looks sharp. Maybe someday Dan will finally get to replace the fit.
I don't know. Who knows?
It's getting close to being on its last legs, ain't it?
Yeah, but cars cost money.
I don't know.
True. True, but I think you've had that about 10 years now, ain't you, Dan?
Yeah, no, it's been a little over 10 years, I think. It's 2007.
All right.
So,
did you buy it new or did you buy it used?
No, we bought it new. So, I know that I forget what it's called. I don't want to say the struts. Not the struts. Like, where something is connecting into the body, it should get replaced, but they needed to find... Like, new was, like, really expensive, and my mechanic was like, generally, you should probably get this for the inspection, but I'll keep looking around to see if I can find one on the used market for you, and we'll see what happens next year, if I you know what I can find. So, I mean, it runs wonderfully. I would be a little concerned to like take it on a really long trip,
right?
You know, just for how old it is. But I mean, other than that, it runs pretty well. The alternator might be going. I mean, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. The bad part, well, I think they make a new version of the Fit. But the bad part is now, it's like if you actually want a car, that's actually starting to get hard to find if you want something new. So there's not many companies actually making cars. I mean, Ford's not making any cars. The only car that Ford actually makes is the Mustang, and even the Mustang Mach 3 is Mach-E or whatever you call it is not what I would call a Mustang.
Huh.
Dan will get a smart car. Well, actually, they're all electric now.
Yeah, I don't know. So, our final payment for the Kia is in the next couple of months, so we won't have a car payment anymore.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm not going anywhere though. Like yesterday. Right. No, wait. Monday. Monday was the first time since like early May that I put gas in the car. So. Yeah, and I'm not going anywhere. You know.
Yeah, understandable. That's like I'm on vacation this week, and I just took another week of vacation, and I did go to the store today. Actually, three stores. And the reason is dumb. Well, not dumb. It's just I wanted something and nobody had it. Like I went to Sam's Club, they didn't have it. I went to Meijer, which is right next door to that. They didn't have it. Then I went to Walmart on my side of town. They didn't have it. So then I finally found it at the Kroger right next to Walmart. And what I'm talking about is Diet Dr. Pepper. Which usually is not a problem to find, but I read it on. I just started thinking, you know, why in the world is this so hard to find? Well, I did some investigations, and I guess there's actually an aluminum can shortage.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not just affecting pop or soda or whatever you want to call it. It's even affecting beer too, if I remember right. But. You know, and I thought, wow, you know, so, but I was able to find it, and it's been the same thing with Diet Pepsi, although Sam's Club hadn't had Diet Pepsi in a month at least, and I usually buy it there because it's cheaper there, and I get 36-pack, and it lasts a little longer, when I bought this evening at Kroger's, I bought the 16-ounce bottles, you know, with the 6-pack ring around it kind of thing, you know. So I got that. And that's fine. I actually kind of prefer that because at least I can screw the cap on it and it doesn't lose the fizz if I don't drink it right away. And, you know, so that doesn't bother me that much. But everything else I've been able to find for the most part, you know, toilet paper, all that jazz. And it's when it was really hard for months and months and months to find things like hand sanitizer, I find it every day now. Every time I go to the store, there's always somebody that has it. And masks. Like, my Meijer has Hanes masks. Face mask for to find your face diaper or whatever you want to call it so you can go to the store.
Oh my goodness.
It's just interesting the stuff we're seeing nowadays. Oh my goodness, what? You finally get it to work?
No, I'm playing it actually, and I'm like,
oh, are you?
I'm on level 3, and I'm like, what am I missing here? And then I'm like, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you didn't pile a kernel while you were on the show.
No.
Which you actually did. You kicked everyone off the show back then.
So, I don't know what Greybeard's doing, whether he's still trying to work on those sources. All I did was, I went, because it's a Python application, and the sources required, like, Kano libraries in there. I went to see if there was a pip. I did a pip search for Kano, and there's a Kano tools SDK. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. If there's a Kano tools SDK, maybe somebody had put together
a PPA.
Pip, not a PPA, a Python. A Python package. Ah, okay. So I did pip search for Terminal Quest, and it was there. So I did a pip install a Terminal Quest, and now it's there and I'm running it. So it's really, I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, it was kind of a little like I didn't know what to expect, right? So essentially, for what I can understand, is you run Terminal Quest and it just creates this like, directory in your home directory called like Level Zero. And I don't know how many levels are in here, but there are, so you start off with this, you have to read the text file, which is like level whatever 0.md. And it like gives you a little bit of hints at the beginning. It says to do all these tasks, you need to be a little familiar with these commands, or these are the commands you're going to use. And then you read the first level file, and it basically it tells you how to move to the next level. And as you keep moving to the next level, it gets progressively harder. So, you know, it's like it introduces you to like hidden files and then how to look through files and how to like you end up in a directory where there's like in an area where there's like 100 like directories. But you have to figure out which is the right one to get you to the next level. And if you were to like do an LS asterisk, and it would show you in all those directories, it says like it's a level 3 file in every single one of those directories, but only one of them is the right one. And with the hints they give you and the tools, you should be able to figure it out. And so far, you know, that's the case. Like level four says, not all breadcrumb trails have a beginning and end, but this one does. You might initially be lost, but the beginning always leads to an end. So you have to figure out from the clues how to process the text or the files in here or do something to get the
cool.
Yeah. Oh man. I can't imagine. There's got to be a better way to do it. This one. So that's all right. Anyway, it's a fun little thing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, right?
Learn the code, bitch.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, my goodness. There are so many hidden files. There's so many. Huh. I think this is getting you used to tab completion. I hope this doesn't make me go through every single one of these.
Of course.
I can't imagine that there's like hundreds of them. Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. I'm on level 5 now. All right. So what like, so they also have, it seems like a lot of times, like there's the level file and then there's like a hidden hint that you can use too. So like level 5, a cat is a wily creature. It does things in its own order. You might not like it. A cat will do things in the order you want, but you have to tell it exactly how. So, you know, that would be like, okay, cat. And so if you were to do like, okay, so cat. So how do I do a reverse in cat? Isn't there a way to do, well, yeah, here we go.
This is just entertaining.
Yeah, it is. Oh, so how do you do it? How do you do a cat in reverse, Joe?
A cat in reverse?
So if I cat all the TXT files,
so all the TXT files? Could you use an LS and reverse the order of that and pipe it to cat?
Yeah, but if I pipe it to cat, it just like spits out text file names. So there's a specific order that I have to do this in, and I need to move, like, I see what I need to do, but I'm trying to remember, like, how do I specify
exec cat, and then what file name is a
So I want H to be somewhere else. So I want H to be A B C D. I want H to be after D. Will that make a difference?
I don't remember.
And then I guess I want G. I don't know. That's pretty damn cool. So I think I need to remove G and H. Oh, I'm getting closer. G and H. But that was... Huh.
Here's more Nancy back. Nancy back.
What do you say, more Nancy? How far did you get?
I'm wherever you learn the RM command. I'm a little past that. You find a magic and engraved on it is the RM command. But it should be a text-based game. Like remember the first online learning things where it gave you instructions, you had a place to type, and then it had the output screen, like three panels, web-based learning. That's what it should be like. There should be sounds, and it's a text-based adventure version of Learn the Command Line.
It
doesn't sound like what you're doing is you're looking at files and stuff.
I tried installing it with
pip and pip3, and it's not. I'm getting that slew of errors that Greybeard's getting.
For Terminal Quest?
Yeah.
That's weird because I installed pip with Terminal Quest.
Do you do Python stuff?
Not usually.
Okay.
Not a lot of Python stuff. I didn't have to do anything special. It just installed. Now there's a Linux story which has a graphical kind of mode to it. But this one is just like a bunch of little quests inside these directories.
So the graphical mode probably plays those quests in the correct order. There's a story you follow where you learn that people are disappearing every time a bell rings. And you learn from a cat and an owl, and there's a wizard, and eventually you learn, I think on level 43 is where you learn the full day, takes you back home without typing the full directory path.
Maybe this isn't the exact same thing. thing.
Does it tell you to change directory to the town?
No, this is just a bunch of little puzzles to solve to get through the directory structure.
I think those puzzles are the individual pieces of the whole game, so you're not playing it as a game, is my guess. Greybeard asked what a version of Python and OS are you using. I'm using Ubuntu 18.04 and Python 3.7, I think.
I'm on Fedora.
Fedora.
The latest Fedora.
What is it?
Fedora release 32 and Python 3.8.2. Yeah,
Where am I?
I'm on level six, and there was a text file that had a bunch of crap in it, and then level six says, level six says, what do you do with so much information? Only some of it is actually useful. The information you seek may be at the end, but the information that has a secret at the beginning. And the way forward may be hidden as well. If you find this hard to manage, you might consider looking at grep. And man is in double quotes. With the dashes, so like man grep. So if you do grep, looking for something in the text file, it will, if you do the right thing, it gives you a bunch of quotes in there, and then it tells you the next directory to go on to.
I just saw Greybeard's, it's a terminal_quest, not terminal quest, one word.
Yeah, I didn't run Linux Story. I don't know where Linux Story is. Terminal_quest was what I installed.
Run terminal_quest.
Who?
Is that what you ran? Terminal.
Oh yeah, that's what
quest.
I ran.
Okay. Personal quest.
After I did a pip install, terminal-quest.
Dash or underscore?
When I did a pip search for terminal quest, it was terminal dash quest. And that's what I installed. So it basically says it's a cute little puzzle for teaching basic command line use. But it doesn't have the... What looks like in the sources for terminal quest, there's a Linux story, but I don't know how to get that to run.
You got way further than what I did when I tried this a couple years ago.
Well, don't give me any credit. I just happened upon the Kano libraries that would have to be installed, and I figured I might be able to find them in pip. And then there was a Kano SDK, and I'm just like, well, if the SDK's in here, maybe somebody built Terminal Quest, and lo and behold, it's in there.
So I didn't do anything special, other than pip install it.
Oh man. All right, so what it looks like is what installed. Like if you go to the sources. Even if you go to GitHub, and you look at Where is this? Terminal Quest. How did I lose this already? Terminal Quest. Yeah, so if you go in the Terminal Quest, and then you go under the bin directory and the sources. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you know what? It's because I actually tried to build it that it created this. I think. Because I tried to do setup, Python setup and py install, and it created the level zero directory in the bin directory. And that level zero is what looks like Terminal Quest creates. And that is the quest in there. So with the Linux story part of it, I suspect that that adds some flash and niceties and pretties on top of it. Now, thanks to your posting more, Dancy. Furthermore, and looking at the Kano PC or the Kano computer that you were talking about.
Yes.
It said that it has 100 plus pre-installed applications, including TextPaint, Scratch, and Google SongMaker. And I never heard of Google SongMaker before. But apparently it's a web-based application, or you can get it in a Chrome-based application.
Mine has SonicPy on it. I haven't updated mine for about a year. It's cool though, because you can have a they have a cloud account, and you back up your data, and you can just flash Kano onto another SD card, different version, whatever, and it'll download your settings and your saved in Terminal Quest, other things.
So you can play Google SongMaker in your browser right now. Just type in Google SongMaker, and it'll take you to it in your browser. I'm playing it on Firefox.
Cool.
But good stuff, Mordan. And damn it, we gotta start packing this shit up.
And just install the Kano on a Pi and try it the way it's meant to be.
Right.
They actually modified the Kano S so it starts out as a like a 8-bit, 16-bit, like Zelda type. But the whole map is the Raspberry Pi. Like, learn from the tennis instructor about this electronic version of Pong, and he'll show you how to modify the code for it. And then it just expands from there. There's a whole world to explore. Very meta. And you can switch from game mode to desktop mode to original mode.
This feels like more like a fleshed out version of the OLPC.
They had they have a gallery on their site of all the different projects kids and adults have made with this, and this was very early on in the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, it was.
We gotta wrap this up. Look at that, Mordance, you come on and get me all excited with this crap.
Yeah, I just want you to keep talking to me. I have some other stuff to discuss unrecorded.
Oh wait, where am I? Okay, so we gotta play some promos, Joe. You still there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you get sucked into Linux Terminal Quest too?
No, I'm trying to do something with Hex Chat, but it's not letting me.
It's a Linux Lugcast weekend?
It is indeed a Linux Lugcast weekend. We will be recording on Friday.
All right. You have a good time, sir.
Hopefully. And then, last weekend on Sunday, we recorded Mintcast. So that should have been out yesterday.
Was it out yesterday? It was July 15th is the latest episode, so that would be today.
Oh, and my birthday's on Sunday.
You have a happy birthday. You do anything special for your birthday? I assume not. I
mean, no.
Staying alive.
Probably going to sit at the house.
Get some cake and some steak.
Some cake and steak?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, I'm going to play us out. Here are the promos. Say goodnight, Joel. Well, no, not yet. Here are your promos.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Honky Magoo 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? With my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah, I think I don't.
Crazy.
I'm not sure that the Terminal Quest I'm playing is the same one as the Kano. The Kano one might be based off of it. I don't know. I mean, it looks like they're related, but what version is? Yeah, whatever they did, they added a lot of stuff on top of it, it looks like. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm dinking around on eBay, and you remember the original OL PC? One laptop per child? Saw one for $52.
Is that good? Probably.
Not bad. I think they were originally, 100 or 200? I can't remember. The only thing is, I don't know. I mean, do you have to run Sugar OS on it, or can you run something else? That would be awesome if I could run something else. Like straight up Fedora would be nice. I'm probably still going strong. The latest OS update was dated this year.
I wonder. I didn't see that. Why do you need this loader animation? You should be able to just get rid of that and do. Well, there we go. Import what? Yeah, I'm running into problems now trying to.
You still recording?
Yeah, I got it. I gotta actually stop and get the show out. Say goodnight, Joel.
Good night. Yeah, all I need is the receiver and the ball, and, you know, with the hookups and stuff for the trailer, you know, which, you know, that's not a big deal. But the actual hitches, they actually did it really nice. There's like a panel, you can't even tell it's there. And I just felt along the bumper. I thought, wait a minute, I got the stupid tow button on the dashboard. The only thing I didn't think I had, I didn't think the hitch.
And you thought it was for your foot?
No, I just thought, you know, sometimes they'll put certain things on and then either not put the rest of it on, or I don't know, but it's got the towing package. I can tow up to, I think, 5,000 pounds, which I can probably get a pop-up like I want.
Oh, man, I'm glad you can get the pop-up like you want.
Yeah. Quit it. Just quit. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that word. Rich, you're just being a dick.
Just being a Richie.
Hey, I was going to say, that's true, because my dad's name's Richard, and he always called him Uncle Dick.
So you called your dad Uncle Dick?
Uncle Dick. Yep.
Wait, why did they call your dad Uncle?
I didn't. My cousins did, dude.
Oh, I thought you said when you said we. I figured
we as in the collective McLaughlin family, not me, but others.
No.
More Nancy. You know, I can't stop setting him up because the dude is in his head's in the fucking gutter. Okay. See, there, I said the word. There, are you happy now? So I told Luke, since there is no pumpkin show this year, we'll have the McLaughlin pumpkin show. I'll buy pumpkin, we'll make pumpkin burgers, which aren't what they sound like. They're actually Sloppy Joes with pumpkin in it. They're actually very good. Of course, it depends on how much you like pumpkin spice stuff, but
a pumpkin spice sloppy Joe.
Yeah, well, actually, it does actually have pumpkin in it, too. So,
Joe, you should talk up. I don't think they should talk about you that way.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I love Sloppy Joe's. Pumpkin's all right. I don't know if I don't.
The cinnamon pumpkin and nutmeg spice in the allspice.
in a Sloppy Joe, I don't know.
It's quite good. I actually might also look at since a lot of the thing that breaks my heart about this, you know, I mean I know the whole reason why it's canceled is serious and all that, but the thing that really breaks my heart about it all is there are a lot of churches and local community.
Wait! Are you telling me you actually go out wearing a face diaper?
Well, we have to in Ohio. It's the law.
No. You have free will. You can do whatever you want.
No, anyway.
You can also die
in Florida,
too,
and you're saying that you don't wear a mask, considering the numbers in Florida right now.
The numbers in Florida.
No, the numbers are bullshit.
Screwed up. Yes, that they've actually proved that on mainstream media too, if I remember right.
You're correct. They were reporting like 98% infection.
They were reporting 98%. Of their tests were positive, when in reality it was actually 9.9%.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, okay, more Nancy's correct. There is, yeah, he hasn't passed the state order, but Franklin County has an order that we're supposed to wear masks right now. So, and because we are on his weird, funky map, which has no transparency behind how the data was collected or any of that mess, Franklin County is red, not purple. If we're purple, it would be another shutdown, but in any event. But, you know, on the other side of that coin, though, it's not being enforced. Because in Franklin County, I think they can actually fine you, but I have not heard of a single person being fined. And I've seen people walking right through without a mask or anything, and nobody gives a shit. So I'm wearing one just because, I mean, I think it's stupid, but I'm wearing one. So, you know, there you go. That's my opinion.
If I go into a building, I'll wear one, but if I'm outside, I'm not fucking wearing one. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, because I was out in the yard working. I had a whole pile of brush I chipped down.
Dawson today with the kids. And the local place by me over here said we're a private property. You have to wear a mask. It's our request. That's nothing to do with the government.
You just walked out then.
I just left, and I went to the place down the road. That they don't care, and you know, we were distance. You know, it wasn't crowded. It was the middle of the fucking day, 90 degrees out. I didn't wear no fucking mask. I could deal with that.
Yeah, and our governor had this half-hour speech at 5:30 today, and basically was a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, really. Why would you need to wear a mask while working in your own yard? I mean, it's not like your neighbors are going to come by.
Well, it just depends on if you live next to a Karen, I guess. But no,
who's saying to wear a mask in your own yard? Nobody.
I don't think anybody is saying that.
Yeah. No, nobody is.
But you should wear one in public, especially if you live in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, total cases, 301,000. And 4,500 deaths.
Texas, too. Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas is rough right now, especially where I'm living, you know, the Dallas area.
Well, the way it works, like, I just actually got back from Kroger's where I did wear my mask. And the minute I walked out the door, I took it off.
I'm like, dude, I don't leave the house without, you know, not the yard, but
right.
Like, I'm not going to wear one while driving.
The face diaper while driving. That's the best.
You know, I've seen my fair share of those. Well, people wearing them.
You know,
if I get pulled over, that's one thing. I will put my mask on if I get pulled over, but not while I'm driving.
Right.
Oh man, I'm going to roll the window down and just start coughing.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, we understand that.
Dick Hughes. Oh, dude, that even sounds worse. Dick Hughes.
No, just call me Dick Hughes.
Hughes.
I'm good with that.
Huge Dick.
That's my stage name.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Dick York.
Sergeant York. Oh, is that weird? I saw, what were they making again? I saw somebody, they were going to remake the movie Fletch based on...
Which I'm like, why? June for the fucking 2020.
Well, Fletch was a really good movie, and Fletch Returns was a good movie.
Fletch Returns wasn't as good as Fletch.
It wasn't as good, but it was watchable.
Fletch is Chevy Chase, period.
You know, they tried it with Hellboy, and it didn't really work out, but this is a much longer time span. You might actually, you know, have a decent movie here.
It's a possibility.
What was the time span between Hellboy movies?
I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head, but I know Fletch was made a whole lot earlier than the Hellboy movies.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, you're talking about the Hellboy 2019 trailer. I see that.
2004, and then there was a 2019 movie.
Right.
Was it bad?
It wasn't terrible, but it just got a lot of flack because, you know, it wasn't Ron Perlman.
Right.
Yep.
The Red Dawn remake was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen that either.
The Peacock service is free to Android customers. Is there a show customers. Tonight? Yeah, let's start the show.
Free to who customers?
Android. 90 days free. On the Peacock streaming service, that's NBC. Yeah, it is. Because see, what there was something new. Oh, new Battlestar Galactica is coming there, if I remember right.
No, don't redo that.
We don't need another Battlestar Galactica. We don't need a remake of a remake.
The last one was really good. Don't mess with you.
except for maybe the last episode. The last one was all right, really last good. Episode. Last episode, well, I'm not a hater of that episode, but a lot of people didn't like it. I actually didn't have a problem with it.
Well, what was Starbuck? What the heck was Starbuck then?
A chick.
Nope. No.
She returned from the dead?
Oh, yeah, she was an angel.
Yeah, that's what I think she was.
Okay, and the second Hellboy movie was 2008, so only 11 years apart.
Wait, the first Hellboy movie was 2008, or the second one was?
The second one. The first one was 2004.
Well, wait, that's 4 years apart.
But then the new Hellboy movie was in 2019.
Oh, wait, there was a sequel?
There was a Hellboy movie in 2019?
It wasn't a sequel.
I know, exactly.
It was a new one.
Actually, the new Battlestar Galactica, I think it's... I don't know if it's a prequel. Another prequel?
No, I think they're going to redo it again.
They should have done a Blood and Chrome prequel.
No. Yeah, that was good.
It says it's inspired... Awesome. Yeah, I actually bought Blood and Chrome on Blu-ray.
That could have been a series. They should have went with that.
Except for the fact that Blood and Chrome, everything was freaking CGI, including the deck on the Battlestar.
That's okay. It was good.
That's because the set was already tore up.
It's all right. They could have reconstructed it later.
Okay. Here's another set of them that Disney Plus is planning on doing. They're planning on redoing Home Alone, Night at the Museum, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and Cheaper by the Dozen.
How about this? Be original and come up with new shit.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Amen, brother.
About a dozen. Wasn't that like back in the 60s?
No.
Or if you're going to remake something for the third time, do something good. Like, I think Buck Rogers would be fantastic if he started another series with modern tech.
Buck Rogers. Series. I would be in on that.
That's like redoing Flash Gordon again.
Just don't make Buck
a woman. Who? The movie Ted. Who was Flash Gordon from the movie Ted?
The original guy, Sam Jones.
Yeah, that was so Sam good. Jones. It was
awesome.
Wait, he was in the movie Ted?
Yes, in the sequel.
You didn't see the movie Ted?
No, I didn't see the movie Ted.
You gotta see the movie Ted.
That's a cool.
I haven't seen
Starting
it either.
A freaking show.
That was. That was
you gotta watch both of them.
That was a Foul-Mouthed Teddy Bear with Mark Wahlberg,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Foul-Mouthed Teddy Bear.
Yes. The reason why I haven't seen it because it's hard to watch that.
What?
You got little kids running around.
Cheaper Don't quit making them.
Cheaper by the Dozen was remade in 2003, but there was also a film in 1950.
Yeah, I was thinking of the 1950 one. All right.